It's true. I'm impressed by that. But you know, it's not what I want to do. I don't want to call the known out of people. I want to speak to the unknown. I want to call the things that are not and bring them into this realm. And I realize that word of knowledge creates a lot of faith, and that's awesome. That's an amazing thing, and I so honor and respect that. All I'm saying is it's not the person with the largest measure of gift that is always in the lead, but it's who has the metron to rule there, who has the measure to influence, who has the measure of authority, who has the measure of favor to make a difference in that demographic area or that geographical territory. So it can come by assignment. God called me to do that. God appointed me to do that. And one of the things that you'll learn throughout this school, and it's in the manual as well, is that one of the ways you discern whether you have the office of a prophet or not is there's an inward call, and then there's an external confirmation, usually from an apostle or prophet, and then it has to be received by the people, that the people relate to you in that way as well. It's not the only way, and it doesn't always follow that formula, but it is a common formula both in the Word and in our culture today. And so really, I've been experiencing all of those areas. It was even in this school one year where Jim Gall called me out. Even, you know, we were speakers here, and Jim was speaking as well, and he called me out and said, yes, you're a son of Asaph, you're of the tribe of Asaph, you're a prophet to the nations to call out the Levitical priesthood to restore the tabernacle of David in the earth. And I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. You know, I'd already been doing it 6 years, but there was something very confirming about a prophetic voice who didn't know me calling that out. And you know, it doesn't really engage until the people receive you in that way, you know? And so Graham says he believes it takes 25 years to shake prophetic office, that you might already have it on you, but it might take that long for it to actually be activated or matured or something like that. Now, I believe there's a spirit of acceleration in the land. I really do. I don't think it always takes that long today. But at the same time, world changers, a long distance run. Amen? So assignment. First of all, it can just be an assignment from the Lord. And then secondly, you can discern your metron by observation.